Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards third. Hebner catches it and throws to first to double up Manguel. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Stennett moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stennett scores. There goes Oliver trying to get to home. Jorgensen throws to Foote who tags Oliver for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Stennett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball four. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally juggles the ball. That's an error on McNally. Tavares moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from foot and he is safe. Tavares steals third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk who is chasing the ball. Mackinnon reaches third base with a triple. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a line drive into center field. Oliver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Mackinnon scores. Manguel moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk moves to second. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguillan takes first base on ball 4. Zisk moves to third. Parker moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to third. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0-for-2 in the game. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sanguilan is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mackinnon bunts towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is walked intentionally. Jerry White pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner throws to second for one, and Stennett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Parrish scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to third. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Carter reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Parker moves to second. Two outs. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Zisk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zisk. Parrish moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Jose Morales pinch hits for Jerry White. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Morales reaches second base with a double. Mackinnon scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Larry Demery now pitching. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jose Morales. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Demery fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manguel moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Manguel scores. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-4 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing left field. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Larry Demery. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. It's 7-2, Expos. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.